That I was asking Adam about guys going back home to play. Charles Harris is doing that this week. He says sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't. Do you think it'll matter to Charles Harris?
Maybe. You have to ask him. Obviously, anytime you're kind of playing in front of family and friends and have some extra people there, it kind of, ups your emotional level a little bit and maybe brings a little juice to things. So, maybe, hopefully.
How has he handled the biggest challenges of the year when you look at, guys that he's gone against?
Charles. Again, I think, with Charles, we've tried to sort of take a long-term approach, and I thought he actually played fairly well last game. He played with a lot of energy and was running around and chasing. It was kind of a good game for him, obviously, with some sort of faster guys in terms of quarterback and the running back and those sort of things for his athleticism to show. So, we've been trying to just have Charles progress, and I think he's done that. And it's another, obviously, big challenge this week with the offense we're facing, and I think he'll be ready to play.
What's your thought process defensively? Opponent gets down in there, it's almost certain they're going to score one way or another. What are you trying to – what's a success for you down there?
Well, it's two different things. Obviously you're trying not to let them down there. That would be the best thing. Once they're there, one of the things we just talk about is, again, especially if they're close, inside the 20, at that point, like you're saying, you're at least conceding a field goal attempt. Our focus is basically saving 4 points. You know what I mean? So, I tell those guys, you get a third down stop in the red zone, that's a 4-point play. It's third and goal on the 8, and you get a stop. You're earning 4 points back for us at a minimum. Who knows what happens on field goal attempts. And I think at that point, the process is, hey, we got to get a stop. Obviously, we haven't had success in whatever measure to, let them get down into the red zone. The goal there is then, hey, let's get a stop and save 4 points, in a big picture sense, you'd hope that over the course of a season or games that field goals aren't going to beat you consistently. That if you're holding teams to field goals or field goal attempts, that 3 points over the course of time, those are still going to balance out. And then if you can clean up your stuff, the issues that got you down there in the first place. So, really, we just talk about really trying to get a stop down there and basically save 4 points once we get in the red zone.
Matt, you're 28th in sacks. Does that surprise you, and how do you explain that?
Again, we know we've talked about this. I think our guys have been disruptive. It's disappointing, sure. I'm obviously would like to see some more success there in terms of finishing some of those plays. And, I felt like early in the year we talked about, it's just sort of some of the situations. I feel like lately we've missed some opportunities, which has been the more disappointing point. If you look at the first drive of last game, which was extremely disappointing. I'm not sure I've gotten over it yet. We missed a sack opportunity off the field there, which we can't do, we designed that up to literally go exactly how it went, and then we missed the opportunity. So, we haven't had the, numbers there and the success we've had, and there's some other stuff we feel we've had some disruption in those things, but it's kind of like interceptions were for us in terms of finishing some of the plays that were getting to the quarterback. And, last week we had a few where obviously we let Taylor out of the pocket and didn't finish on those things. So, obviously we'd like to see some more success there.
Is there systematically things you could do differently, or just you made those plays as you said?
Yeah, I don't know. We got Cam Wake free at the quarterback. I'm not sure how much more I can scheme up besides that. So, again, there's some pressures we've had, which we've had some success with. That's all, every week we examine the best things. Again, looking ahead to this week, it's a fine line with the weapons they have. And, again, anytime you pressure and bring more people, you're exposing your coverage a little bit and the way you do those sort of things. So, schematically, I don't feel like we've been hindering the rush with our scheme. I think we just got to make those plays. I think our great players and our good great players, whatever you want to call them, have to make plays when we put them an opportunity to put them in a position to do that. So I think we have to continue to finish those plays.
Your third round, your third down efficiency has been very good. Why would you say that is? And is there something beyond that that you are zeroed in on that you definitely need to improve on this defense?
Third down wise, I mean, we spend a lot of time on it. I do think some of the rush things in terms of, you know, that factors into play in those situations that, again, if it's third and longer and guys are worried about a rush and getting rid of the ball quick and then you're getting off the field. So, I mean, those help your efficiency numbers. Obviously, we weren't very good last week, but big picture-wise. We spent a lot of time on it, so, you know, it's a chance, you know, to do some different things. Obviously, you know, again, it's, you know, we've talked in here about, you know, rush opportunities and those type of things. Like, obviously, when you're taking the run factor out and you know you're going to get past most of the time in those situations, that we can do some different things and kind of get some exotic stuff going. So we've been pretty multiple on third downs. We do a lot of different things week to week depending on what we're getting. So I think that probably helps. I know Adam looks at some of our stuff for me and does some sort of cross-scouting for me. And I know he's talked about, man, that'd be hard to prepare for because you do a lot of different things. And again, we're gonna try to do, you know, we take things week to week, and so we try to do things, you know, like that week, what's going to help us. So it may be totally different from what we did last week and stuff. So, you know, we really try to, you know, hone in on the challenges for the week, and I think the guys do a good job. I mean, today's Thursday. I mean, we'll spend half the practice doing third downs today. You know, so that's something that we do well with. I mean, the other side of it is, I mean, you're talking about red zone. I mean, with the other half, we basically do red zone today, and we haven't been good there. You know, so obviously we'd like to be better. I think that's probably, again, you know, overriding philosophy stuff. I mean, you know, we're about getting stops, you know, and I've always talked to, you know, that's how I was raised. Yards don't matter, points do. And, you know, red zone stops are one way to get them. Third down stops, turnovers. I mean, those are ways, the ways you get off the field are what keep points down, you know. So we've been pretty good on third downs, but we haven't been very good on red zone. So those areas, I mean, those are always the areas we're going to focus on in terms of, as a defense, getting off the field without giving up points. And so, you know, we've kind of been streaky with the turnovers. We had a little stretch there. We were kind of rolling, and then obviously didn't get any last week. So, you know, I think in terms of improvement, I mean, those are things we're constantly stressing. I mean, that's the disappointing thing, to be honest with you, is that those are things that we stress. You know, it's one thing if something's going on or whatever, but for us to spend so much time in the red zone and to stress takeaway so much that we haven't been able to really see the results from that. So those are things that we need to continue to improve on.
Matt, last year, the fans said, as everyone noticed with their own eyes, highs and lows with Jordan Phillips. He said, mm-hmm. as best he was very good at his worst, mm-hmm. he put us in problems. Has he become a reliable player in your eyes where you can assume you're going to get quality work most weeks?
Yes, I believe so. You know, snap count was a little down last week, more just some of the things we were doing. We end up going to some three-man fronts and some different things with not being able to get to the quarterback and things. So, but he's been really good, and I would say the 2 weeks before that and the two wins we had, he was probably at his best he's been in a long time. Again, everyone's seen it. I feel he's definitely been more consistent this year and to a point where you know, kind of had some conversations with him, even pregame and things like, hey man, like you got to be a guy that's kind of one of our leaders now. I mean, you know, and he's kind of an energy guy. I think he's kind of found his way a little bit. Even last year, he wasn't kind of as like outgoing as he's been this year. I think he's sort of just feeling himself a little bit more, and I've tried to encourage him to, you know, I don't know about his sack dances, but just be kind of more of an energy guy and be into it. But part of that responsibility comes with being consistent and being reliable. Like, you can't be a leader and can't be out there being energy one time and not, you know, making plays or being in the right position the next time. So I think with him feeling himself being more consistent, then the energy and sort of the leadership and the emotional part of it's coming out in him even more so as well.
And two guys that you've injected in the last month, Stephon, obviously, for about 4 weeks or so, mm-hmm. Cameron, the last 2 weeks. Can you share with us how Malvo and Stephon Anthony have graded out?
Sure. I mean, good. I mean, they've both been good. I mean, they're both, again, sort of our decision-making into getting those guys sort of active and going has been, again, what we've seen on the practice field from both of them. It's kind of a parallel sort of tale of really good energy and motion and, you know, young bodies that are kind of flying around and sort of what we want as part of our identity. So, you know, I mean, it's probably as much of anything a testament to them, their practice habits, and for all these other guys out here that, like, those were two guys that to me stood out in practice in terms of their energy, their speed, their play tempo, you know, those sort of things. And you know, we're like, well, man, that looks good there. Why can't it look good on Sunday? So, and when they've been given their opportunities, they both performed very well for us.
When you have playmakers at three different levels, wide receiver, yeah, tight end, and tailback, how difficult is that for defense, particularly the linebackers?
Yeah, it's everybody, to be honest with you. I mean, our emphasis this week with that kind of issue, if you will, is, I mean, at some point, you know, guys got to win their matchups. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, for us, you know, I can't double everybody and I can't put 10 guys in the box to stop Hunt and leave nobody covering, you know, the tight end or nobody covering 10 and those sort of things. So, you know, you got to mix targets, you know, you got to pick your spot. I mean, we'll have calls to sort of help on each one of those guys in certain instances and kind of try to mix it when we're feeling it. I mean, that's on me a little bit to try to, you know, pick the spots where I think I got to take away this guy in this instance, or I got to take this guy away in this instance. But you can't take away all of them. I mean, we don't have enough guys in the field unless we call up to Canada or something. So, you know, so for us, it's going to be at the end of the day, like whether it's, you know, our Pro Bowl safety on their Pro Bowl tight end, like he's going to have to make some plays on him, you know, or who we think is a really good, linebacker in Kiko and, you know, the running back, you know, he makes a lot of his plays on missed tackles. He's one of the best in the league, statistically, even in terms of yards after contact and broken tackles. So our linebackers have to tackle this week, like, period. So at the end of the day, you know, and our DBs, like, we have to know where 10 is at all times. I mean, they do a lot with him. Obviously, I don't know if he'd win the fastest man. Do they still do that thing anymore? I'm not sure, but you know, he'd be in the competition, you know. So we have to know. I mean, he can take the top off like that, you know, but – they also obviously do some jet sweeps and put him in the backfield. And so, we have to have awareness of him. I mean, obviously our DBs when he's on the outside part of the field, but everybody, you know, has to know where 10 is. So I think it's, you know, call wise, it's going to be a little bit of just trying to pick the spots of when we're trying to take away, you know, whom, you have to correct my English on that. And then at the end of the day, like if I put you on that guy, you got to win your matchup sometimes, right? Like everybody has their day in the barrel and, you know, sometimes a call, this guy's getting help, but this guy's not. And the next time, that guy's getting help, and that guy's not. So the guys that aren't getting help, you got to win. Like, that's how it's going to come down to. So we feel like we have some good players on defense, too. They got to earn their paychecks this week and win their matchups.
You mentioned Tyreek Hill, number 10.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take away a guy with that type of speed?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's fast in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He ran 10-100.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, fast. He's fast. You know, again, it's, you know, I mean, we're probably not going to just like necessarily leave him out on an island and say, here you go cover him. I mean, we're going to have some things. We're going to try to put our hands on him and give him some different looks. And, you know, I think for some of us, our awareness of where he's lined up and what he's doing from certain spots. I mean, they, again, because they move him around so much and utilize them in a lot of different ways. So, I mean, there's no hiding it. I mean, he's fast. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to argue that. So, you know, we got to try to put our hands on him a little bit in different capacities. I mean, again, the risk reward is kind of like if you're putting your hands on him, you miss him and he gets a clean release, then obviously there's some issues there. So, you know, we're working some techniques with some of the things we want to do. And we'll have some calls where we can kind of help on him a little bit and try to give him a little different look and mix some things up. You know, he obviously had a lot of great statistically, you know, had a lot of tackles and was involved in a lot of plays. I think in general, this will apply to Kiko, but also to some of the other guys from Sunday. Just again, our good players can't take plays off, but can't miss on plays. Like, so he missed a couple of tackles that he can't miss, period. Like if we want to be the defense that we want to be and we want to win games that we want to win, like, he can't miss a couple of his plays. Rashad can't miss a tackle. You know, Cam can't miss a sack. Like, that's just facts. You know, so Kiko did a lot of good things, I mean, I feel like our one of our issues is, like a guy like Kiko, we say, man, all right, there's 60 snaps in the game, and he played really good for 55 of them, but there were five that he didn't, and we can't have those five. I mean, that's the next step for Kiko and for a lot of guys that, on defense, especially from Sunday. So he made a lot of good plays. He had a lot of tackles. He was active, very active, but he missed a handful of plays that he can't miss for us to be a defense that we want to be.